You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. It was a very good election night for Republicans and a very long night to determine who won the state Senate race in Kalamazoo County. Western Michigan University political science professor Peter Wheelhauer joins us. Good morning.
Good morning, Gordon.
We'll get to that state Senate race in a moment, but first of all, let's take a look at the big picture here. Republicans took all of the statewide races again. Governor, Attorney General, Secretary of State increased their majorities again in the state House and the state Senate. So does this 2014 election look an awful lot like 2010?
I think it does look like 2010. You know, I think the common characteristic here is that you've got a midterm election, which tends to be harder on the president's party. I think that's certainly carried through at the state level for our state races as well. The only exception, of course, for the Democrats is a real bright spot is the Peters win over Carrie Lynn Land.
As I said, that state Senate race has been called unofficially for Margaret O'Brien. Democrat Sean McCann is mulling whether to ask for a recount. So when you try to look at the reasons that a race turned out, what do you say about a 60-vote margin when you try to analyze it?
Well, I think the 60-vote margin reflects a couple of things. First of all, it's an open seat where there was no incumbent who had an inherent advantage. You had two candidates that had pretty high name recognition. You saw a really strong ground game on the part of the Democrats in this area, stronger than in previous years. And I think, actually, we can attribute a lot of that to the strength of Paul Clement's campaign in Kalamazoo County in particular. And I think that trickled down to Sean McCann's race as well. And, you know, I just think it shows that even if the county itself is not a strong Republican county, that it's at least very competitive when the turnout is higher than we might otherwise have expected.
And then, of course, the Libertarian on the ballot, Lawrence Wenke, it was believed that if he was taking votes away from either candidate, he was going to take more away from Margaret O'Brien. And he had a pretty strong showing yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, he did a pretty good job in terms of generating votes. And, of course, that makes him the bane of the Republicans' existence in this area, because the presumption is that most of his support would have come from people who would otherwise have voted for Margaret O'Brien, although certainly there's a strong libertarian bent among some progressives in terms of drug legalization and same-sex marriage and so forth. So it probably did break in pulled more votes for Margaret O'Brien, but in any case, it was close enough certainly to make the difference here when you have only a 60-vote margin.
Democrats had talked a lot about improving the turnout from 2010. It appears that that really did not happen statewide, and I'm wondering if that lower turnout than expected explains why the pollsters may have missed on the governor's race, which they had much closer than what the final vote total turned out to be.
Well, the governor's race in the early poll, in the late polls, was about a 2% difference, and in fact, it's pretty close to that in the final analysis. The thing that I noticed about voter turnout, and this is still really early analysis, but that when I'm looking at the exit polls that are done for the statewide races, that we know that President Obama has low approval rating here in Michigan. It's about 38% in the latest polls. But in the exit polls themselves, the presidential approval rating was 51%. So what that says to me is that actually the Democrats did a much better job than you otherwise would have expected in getting people who favor the job the president's doing out to the poll to a much better extent than the Republicans did. And I think that accounts for some of the closeness of some of these races, the gubernatorial race, for example, and the strength of the Peters race, I do think was an indicator of the approval within the actual people who cast votes of the president's job.
But the Gongwer News Service this morning quotes Democratic consultant T.J. Buchholz as saying that the down ballot results are a little more surprising because Gary Peters did win a landslide for U.S. Senate, and Mark Schauer did, while he did not win, came much closer than Virge Bernero did against Rick Snyder in 2010. So we've got about 40 seconds left. I'm wondering if this tells us that perhaps the Republicans deserve some credit for the ground game when it comes to state legislative races.
I think they're in terms of thinking about that Schauer result versus the Peters result, my sense is that the Schauer did really well in this in this process. But the problem for the Democrats is they weren't able to connect presidential approval with the governor's race. And it's we just don't have enough specific information about how that trickled down into those state races at the state legislature. But we do see a connection in terms of the national economy, national issues that didn't come as much into play in the governor's race compared to the Senate race.
Peter Wielhauer, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much, Gordon.
Western Michigan University political science professor Peter Wielhauer. You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK.